From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will. Happy summer.
Hi, Leanne. Boy, it feels like summer.
A lot of people have taken the opportunity to stay in either out of the rain or out of the heat and sun to work on that challenge that you gave us last week. What was it?
Well, I said think of a word that contains the consecutive letters O-L in two different places. And I said remove both pairs of O-Ls and you'll be left with a man's first name. What name is it?
What is it?
Well, the word is cholesterol. Remove the O-Ls and you get Chester.
Neat. Well, about 900 correct entries were received this week, and our randomly chosen winner is Alan Hirschfeld, and he joins us from Brewster, Massachusetts. Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Where is Brewster? It's on Cape Cod, right?
It's on Cape Cod. It's near the elbow, if you're familiar with the geography.
Are you on vacation escaping the heat, or is this where
Well, we've been spending summers here for several years now.
Oh, wow. Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
Many years.
You're ready to play today.
I hope so.
Me too. Alan, I want you to meet Will Shortz, and I think we're ready to begin the on-air game.
Hi, Alan. Well, today I'm going to put you on KP duty. Every answer is a compound word that has the letters KP in the middle. And specifically, K will end the first part of the word, and P will start the second. For example, if the clue were lottery prize, you would say jackpot.
Right.
Number one is where the pilot sits.
Cockpit.
Is correct. Number two, it's what you might put your lunch and supplies in when you go hiking.
Backpack.
Is right. A large supply held in reserve for future need.
Stockpile.
Stockpile is right. A scarf or other item wound around the body above the shoulders.
Neck,
Yeah?
I was going to say neck wrap, but that's not right. Neck.
Neck piece?
Neck piece, that's what I was going to say. Neck piece. It might say ex libris.
Book.
Yes. What you stick in front of a book with your name and says ex libris.
Book plate.
Book plate is it. A variety of bowling with small balls.
Duck pins.
Duck pins is right. Able to resist jolts as a watch.
Shockproof.
Uh-huh. Person who might steal your wallet. You're in a public place.
Cut purse, but no. Pickpocket.
Pickpocket is right. A snap-brimmed hat, usually made of felt.
That's a stumper.
Mm. And the first half of the word is a variety of meat from a hog.
Pork pie hat.
Yeah.
Pork pie is it. Good. Mm-hmm. A person with nutty ideas.
It's not a proper name, is it?
You say that person is a...
jerk? No.
What? Crackpot.
Crackpot is it. Good.
Thank you.
A summer resort in Massachusetts, that has the same name as a brand of shoe.
A summer resort. Rockport?
Rockport.
Right,
good
right.
Good
Rockport.
Job, Leanne. Good one. Another name for garbanzo beans.
Chickpeas.
That's right. And your last one, a station between two military zones. If you go from one zone to another, you would have to
checkpoint.
Pass. Checkpoint. Go through the checkpoint. Good job.
Where's the crock pot, Will? I guess they're dated, aren't they?
Crock pot was too some of the crock
pot. I was waiting for back pedal.
Oh, back pedal. That's a good one. Nice. Alan, you were fabulous.
Well, you helped.
Thank you. A little. But nonetheless, it was great having you as a team member. You were right there. We're going to send you a few things for being our guest today. You'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM featuring print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus. You'll also get the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers and the book that we love, but it's only Volume 1, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. What's your public radio station?
WBUR in Boston.
All right. Alan Hirschfeld from Brewster, Massachusetts. Terrific. Thanks for listening and thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you.
All right, Will, something for everyone to work on.
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Eric Iverson of Eagan, Minnesota. Take a word that means a shirt or blouse, for example, in 7 letters. Shift each letter 13 spaces around the alphabet so that A becomes N, B becomes O, C becomes P, etc. Read the result backward, and you'll name a crime. What is it? So again, a word that means a shirt or a blouse, for example, in 7 letters. Shift each letter 13 spaces around the alphabet and read the result backward to get the name of a crime. What is it?
Oh, boy. Brows are furrowing as we speak. When you have the answer, email us. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. And because of the upcoming July 4th holiday, our deadline this week is 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesday, July 2nd. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner. You'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. And, Will, I'm off to the land of lobster rolls and blueberry pies and on vacation for 2 weeks, so you'll have John Idstey the first week and Michelle Kellerman the second week, and you've played puzzle with them before, so I know you'll have a great time. But thanks a lot for today, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.